The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now we're joined by Frank Graney, News Talk's courts correspondent. Frank, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, we want to talk about Enoch Burke losing that defamation case. Against whom did he take it?
He took it against the publishers of the Sunday Independent Media House. This was a defamation action that related to an article published in the Sunday Independent back in October of 2022 with the headline, Enoch Burke moved to new jail cell as he is annoying other prisoners. It was published about a month after he was first jailed for contempt for repeatedly defying court orders to stay away from Wilson's Hospital School. And in relation to the article, according to Enoch Burke, at least, it claimed that he was moved to a new cell for his own safety, that he had been moved there because he was annoying other prisoners, that he didn't last long in the main prison for that reason, and that he may have got a beating if he had been left in the main jail. Now, Enoch Burke, and this was heard before a High Court judge early last month, he said that that was completely and utterly false in every part. He said that he always had an excellent relationship with prisoners, that he had experienced nothing but kindness in Mountjoy Prison from day one. He described to the court how he got free haircuts from one inmate, how others brought him sweets and biscuits. He said the other prisoners respected him, and he said that he had a lot of empathy for them in return. He accused the Sunday Independent of selling a lie about him, of making money off the destruction of his reputation. He said it was published in millions and that tens of thousands of people engaged with it on social media. He described it as cruel, repeatedly denied that there was any truth to it. He said that it was an effort to whip up ridicule and mockery of him because of who he is, his beliefs and his principles. Now, it was defended. This was a fully contested defamation action. Alan English is the editor with the Sunday Independent. He described to the court how mistakes had been made, but that the piece was produced and published in good faith. He said they were happy to apologise and they felt that it was adequate. The journalist who wrote the article, Ali Bakken, a journalist with over 20 years experience, she described how she had rang a confidential source to find out how Enoch Burke was getting on in prison. Ali Bakken said that she also rang a second source to verify that information. That second source did, she said. She also contacted the Irish Prison Service for comment, but they refused to comment on an individual case. And she said that she stood over the published quotes because she was told them in good faith. And she said that she had huge faith in her source.
Now, what was the court's view of whether or not the story was true or otherwise?
Well, there was actually no doubt. And indeed, you know, it was accepted by Ali Bakken and Alan English that there were certain elements of the story that were not true, that the source had got it wrong. But I suppose their argument was that it was a fair and reasonable publication in the public interest and that they had published it in good faith and they had done their due diligence. The judge who heard the case and delivered a lengthy 50-page judgment today, Mr. Justice Rory Mulcahy, concluded that the 7 paragraphs of the article, which Enoch Burke had complained of, were untrue. He said that that was unfortunate. But crucially, the law in relation to defamation doesn't provide a remedy just because an untrue statement upsets somebody. So Enoch Burke had to essentially prove that his reputation was damaged as a result of the article. And that's actually where he fell down. The judge felt that the words in the article were not capable of injuring his reputation. And interestingly, Mr. Justice Mulcahy said that even if the words did have that capability with regard to Enoch Burke's actual reputation at the time, this was back in October 2022, he had been in prison for contempt of court at that stage. He said the article did not and could not have injured his reputation because of the state that it was in at the time. The judge didn't see how being accused of expressing your religious views and beliefs, as alleged in the article, could be regarded as tending to injure a person's reputation. He said that freedom of expression and freedom of religion are protected by the Constitution. And to suggest that somebody was expressing their religious views could never, in his view, be considered defamatory. Also, I have gone through the judgment again. As I say, it's 50 pages in length. But I did spot that, interestingly, he also dealt with the online commentary around that article in the Sunday Independent, which Enoch Burke himself spent some time going through on his feet in court to prove, I suppose, that the alleged defamatory article had reached an audience and had caused the damage that he spoke of. But the judge said in his judgment today that such online commentary could never be a proxy for the view of the reasonable member of society, which of course is the benchmark when it comes to defamation actions.
So is that, am I to understand that they can say anything they like online, but because it's not in a, if you like, a reputable forum, that it has no defamatory value?
Yeah, well, I suppose, as you and I well know, Pat, a defamatory statement is a statement that tends to injure a person's reputation in the eyes of reasonable members of society. So I think, as the judge pointed out there in relation to the online commentary and I suppose the comments that Enoch Burke had cherry-picked in relation to this action and read out and spent some time reading out, the judge didn't feel that that was perhaps an accurate reflection of the so-called reasonable members of society, which I found very interesting.
It appears to be dismissing the negative impact that the Twitterati can have on ordinary individuals. And that would be an extraordinary precedent if that were the case, because there are many people who've claimed that they have been sorely injured by stuff online.
Perhaps, but I suppose specifically in relation to this case, you have to look at the fact that the judge has ruled that what was written in that article was not actually defamatory. Mm. And interestingly, he also said that if it had been, then the newspaper would not have been able to rely on the public interest defence, because in Mr. Justice Mulcahy's view, although the public might have been interested in stories about Enoch Burke at the time, there was no public interest in it, in the article that is, and therefore no basis for excusing what might otherwise have been defamatory. And I thought that that was really interesting. And it was at pains to point out that, you know, just because of where Enoch Burke's reputation was at in the eyes of a reasonable member of society back in October 2022, that doesn't mean you can write whatever you like about him.
Okay, but the state of his reputation back in those days, are they saying literally that he had no reputation to defend?
No, they're absolutely not saying that. I suppose the judgment is specifically in relation to the words and their interpretation of that article that was published in the Sunday Independent in October of 2022.
Okay, so they're saying the content of that article of a guy who might be under threat in prison because of the views he was espousing are simply saying, you know, that that could be the case, but no impact on his reputation. Because he was only espousing his own views, and if he was getting into trouble for that, well, it's not beyond the bounds of possibility.
And at the crux of it, from what I can see, I suppose there is an argument to be made that the reason that Enoch Burke was in prison in October of 2022, according to Enoch Burke, because I know that this isn't legally correct, but the reason that he was in prison and is still in prison to this day is for expressing his religious views. Those are the words of that's the argument, at least, that's been put forward by Enoch Burke. We all know that Enoch Burke is in prison because he refuses to obey by a court order to stay away from Wilson's Hospital School. So I suppose the argument being made that, you know, can it be damaging to your reputation? If that's the reason that you're espousing to being in prison in the first place, to now claim that your reputation was being damaged as a result of that being said in an article.
Now, how long did the action take and where will the costs fall?
A brilliant question, Pat, and I'm afraid I don't have an answer for you in relation to, I suppose, how much the costs are going to be. It went on for 4 days. I think it was set down for 3, but it did spill into a 4-day. It took longer than expected. That would be a very expensive exercise because the court has ruled in relation to costs in favour of the defendants. They are entitled to the costs and they have fully won this case. Now, if that can't be agreed between the parties, the court will step in. They will adjudicate the sums. And the judge also said in his judgment today that if Enoch Burke wants to argue for a different order in relation to costs, well, he is invited to deliver some short written submissions within 10 days. And then obviously the other side will be given an opportunity to reply to those. And those will then be thrashed out in court in due course.
All right, Frank, thank you very much for joining us. That's Frank Graney, our court's correspondent.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.